out what you want to say. There's no rush. Just think it out at a pace that suits you. So that's my first basic setup rule. When you listen to the course, just take your time and think out your response. My second basic setup rule is that I don't want you to make any particular effort to remember what I'm teaching you. In fact, strange as it might sound, I actually want you to forget it. As I say, this probably sounds a little strange, but as you'll know if ever you've tried to memorise a list of vocabulary, memorising words or phrases doesn't tend to work very well. So, we're not going to do that here. Instead, what's going to happen in this course is that I'm going to introduce various words and ideas, with my expectation being that you won't remember all of them the first time around. You'll definitely forget some of them. And that's fine, because what this is going to allow me to do is to remind you of those words later on when I bring them up again. In fact, this will happen throughout the course, so that you'll pick up and learn these words and ideas not by trying to memorise them, but by simply going along with the flow of the course, during which I will keep coming back to many of the same ideas and words. You'll forget them, and then I'll remind you of them. And you'll forget them again, and I'll remind you of them again. And by going through this process of forgetting and then being reminded, eventually you'll just know them, as you'll discover by the time you've reached the end of the course. So the second, and actually the most important of my three setup rules is, don't worry about trying to remember what I'm teaching you. Instead, just let yourself forget it. Okay, the third and final, and fortunately very brief, setup rule is that I don't want you to worry about making mistakes. We all make mistakes when we are first learning a new foreign language. That's normal, and it's one of the best ways to learn, in fact. So don't worry about getting everything right the first time. As I said a moment ago, everything that's in the course will be reintroduced a number of times anyway. Just relax and let it happen. So, to sum up, I want you to take your time, let yourself forget, and don't worry about making mistakes. If you can do that, then the course will work exactly as it's intended to. Now, the Chinese language. Chinese is often thought of as an incredibly difficult language, one completely alien to English in every way possible. Impenetrable, almost unlearnable, profoundly difficult anyway. In fact, it's none of these things. Grammatically, it has a lot in common with English. In many ways, it's far simpler than English, and it actually even shares some words in common with English. For example, we're all familiar with the names of some of the larger cities in China, for example, Beijing. Now, Beijing is in the north of China and actually means northern capital.
Bei
actually means north or northern, and
Jing
means capital. So,
Beijing
is literally the northern capital. Now, in the south of the country, there is Nanjing.
Nanjing.
So, given that Nanjing is in the south of the country, can you guess what Nanjing means? Again, Beijing is the northern capital, so Nanjing will be the southern capital? Did you work that one out? Well, now that we know that
Nanjing
means southern capital, can you work out what the word for south or southern is in Chinese? Yes, it's
Nan.
And so, what would be the word that means capital? Yes, again it's
Jing.
So, we have
Beijing,
northern capital, and
Nanjing,
southern capital. Let's look at another example. English speakers are all likely to have heard of the city of Shanghai. But do you know where Shanghai is? Is it inland or on the coast of China? Well, whether you knew the answer to this or not, it is in fact on the coast. And because it's on the coast, the Chinese have named the city On Sea, because it's so near the sea that it's practically on it. So if Shanghai
Shanghai
means on sea, what do you think the Chinese word for on is? So again, if
Shanghai
means on sea,